February 23, 1903. Men do not want Jesus Christ as their head. The church will always be church. As I was outside of myself, I found myself near a garden, which seemed to be the church. Near it, there seemed to be people plotting an attack against the church and the Pope. And in their midst, there was our Lord, crucified, but without a head. Who can say the pity, the horror, to see his most holy body in that state? I comprehended how men do not want Jesus Christ as their head. And since the church represents him on this earth, they try to destroy what stands in his place. Then I found myself in another place in which I found other people who were asking me, "What do you say about the church?" And I, feeling a light within my mind, said, "The church will always be church. At the most, she might be washed in her own blood, but this bath will render her more beautiful and glorious." On hearing this, they said, "This is false. Let us call on our God and see what he says." So a man came out who surpassed everyone in height, with a crown on his head, and he said, "The church will be destroyed. There will be no more public services, at the most some hidden ones, and the Madonna will no longer be recognized." On hearing this, I said, "And who are you to dare to say this? Aren't you perhaps that serpent condemned by God to crawl on the earth? And now you are so daring as to make yourself believed a king, deceiving the people. I command you to let yourself be known for what you are." While I was saying this, from tall he became very, very short. He assumed the shape of a serpent, and making a flesh, he plunged himself down deep. Then I found myself inside myself.